For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I recently had the chance to talk with the publisher of Cannabis Culture Magazine, the proprietor of Pot TV, and the seed salesman extraordinaire, the Prince of Pot up in Canada, Mr. Mark Emery.
Mark, as you know, we're trying to update our Canadian listeners with a report each week. Tell us what's going on in Canada these days.
Well, it's a little closer to home, actually, what's going on at Cannabis Culture Magazine is we're changing staff. So this week we're hoping to get new people in and reinvigorate the look of the magazine to make it a bit faster, shorter articles, more visual, more buds, more women. You know, people talk about how we need serious, good representation of the movement in our media, but the practical thing is that pot people, when they buy a magazine, aren't necessarily dying to read about rape in prison, you know, drug users, or, you know, like drug dogs in schools, these heavy articles. We've got to make our magazine a bit more snappy, accessible, and mix it up a bit. Of course, one of the things I've been critical about in our society recently is the number of students, children, who are being rounded up in both the United States and Canada at schools or targeted for, you know, adults go in and pose as their friends who are police officers and seduce these young kids into selling them pot, and then they face charges. And this is happening everywhere from Nova Scotia, Canada, British Columbia, Canada, where police officers are inducing young people to sell them small quantities of weed and then arresting them, where these kids have their lives ruined by prison terms, by a criminal record, by, you know, very onerous punishments put on them, including one young fellow who had 30 grams of pot in Illinois, in Lincoln, Illinois, and was sentenced to 6 years in jail, including 6 months in a high-impact boot camp, you know, so all for 30 grams of marijuana. You know, normally people think that Canada's free from that, but in fact, last year I went to a courthouse in Sydney, Nova Scotia, to protest the fact that a young 18-year-old whose marks were in the 90s, 90 percentile, no criminal record whatsoever, got 90 days in jail for selling a few $5 half-gram bags at a school dance. You know, and of course, I myself went to jail on a three-month sentence in Saskatoon last year for just passing one joint. So they're really targeting young people a lot. Now, young people have always been a big target of the drug war, but it's really escalating. You know, they're passing, you know, treating young people in the United States as adults when they're only 15 and 16, like in Florida. Most recently in Palm Beach County, students were infiltrated by undercover police officer adults who solicited them for drugs. The kids sell them a bit of pot, and now they're facing up to 15 years in jail, tried in adult courts, and treated like, you know, the worst criminal menace to society. And this is an epidemic all across North America.
Is there anyone left who still thinks prison is a good thing for our pot-smoking teenagers? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.